Welcome back. This is Take Charge of Your Health with Corinne Frenari, clinical nutritionist and physician assistant, and my co-host, Carol Peterson, pharmacist. Every week, we present you with new and creative ways to help you make sense of health information and bring it home to you and your family. With years of clinical experience between us and research into traditional and cutting-edge technologies, we give you practical information to help you take charge of your health. Welcome back. I'm here with my co-host,
Carol Peterson.
And we're in for a very interesting show today. I mean, all of us have heard the word enzymes. We hear it, we say it, we constantly discuss it on and off when we're talking about our digestion. But the question is, do we really understand it? Do we really understand the depth of importance that enzymes play in our health, in our focus, in our energy, in our DNA replication? So we're going into a deep dive on enzymes today. We have Dr. Ellen Cutler, and she is an author, a public speaker. She is a chiropractor, and she specializes in working with food allergy, desensitizing people to allergic reactions, chronic diseases, autoimmune diseases, through using the extensive use of enzymes. And so, Carol, what do you think? What would you introduce? And
I think you just did. Dr. Cutler, are you here with us?
Yes, I'm here.
Welcome to Take Charge of Your Health.
I'm going to ask you to please get closer to your speaker. And,
I'm trying to get my ear up. Okay. Because we're on my phone for some reason. Okay.
Oh, yes, well, that's much better. Welcome. So, Dr. Ellen, may we call you that?
Yes.
You have put together a complete program, and you're very dependent on enzymes. So I wonder if you could maybe give us a little background where you started with this, how you got to not only incorporating the enzymes, but you've developed a whole program that you call the Ellen Cutler method, what that is and how you use that in your practice.
Can I interrupt you for 1 second before you start? I'm just going to throw this out, and then as people hear it, they're going to understand why this is so important. We've brought Dr. Cutler's book here for all of us to read, learn, enjoy, and it really is an enjoyable read, I must tell you. And it's called Micro Miracles, Discovering the Healing Power of Enzymes. Wow. So we're going to be talking about this book and talking about this method. And we're going to ask you to call into 212-209-2950 because we have the books in the, they should be at BAI. We're asking for a $60 donation, and we would really appreciate you calling in, but we know you're going to learn a lot and enjoy and enhance your health by reading this book. So, Dr. Cutler, can you go on? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, that's great. Thank you so much. Well, just to give you my story, ever since I was a little girl, I always had digestive problems. I was bloated, and I noticed there were certain foods that I was sensitive to that made me more bloated and constipated, et cetera. You know, all the different problems that happened with GI stuff. And nobody really understood me. You know, if it wasn't something critical, it was like, oh, you know, it is what it is. But I couldn't even wear any buttoned pants. And that was, I mean, like, ever since I can remember. And then as I got older, and then I started my professional training as a chiropractor, and I also have a medical degree as well. I actually did that after my chiropractic degree. But while I was in school, I had to go to school, I worked, and then I would come home, and then I would work in an emergency room at night just to support myself and to be able to stay in school. And everything just escalated. It got worse. And I was diagnosed with colitis. And the only thing offered to me was steroids and possible surgery later on in life. And that was, you know, in a holistic health a technique that as a chiropractor, I said, well, no way. I got to look for other things. And then after I graduated and I did a postgraduate work in orthopedics, and one of the mentors there knew what I was going through. And he said, Ellen, have you ever heard of a digestive enzyme? And at that time, we're talking, you know, maybe 45 years ago, nobody, yeah, it wasn't on the radar at all. Nobody heard about it. And I said, listen, I'll try anything. He said, you are carbohydrate intolerant, which basically most people are carbohydrate intolerant. And what that means is that you don't digest, metabolize carbs. And I've always been a vegetarian. Now I'm a raw vegan, actually. But so I ate all carbs. That's what I ate. So one why I was fermented and one why I got bloated. So I tried a full spectrum digestive enzyme, and literally within 2 weeks, never had that problem again. Never.
Wow.
So I became passionate about digestive enzymes. And I had a practice at that time. And so I figured, you know what? The digestive enzymes not only help with my digestion, I noticed my hair, skin, nails were healthier. My hormonal system was healthier. I had more energy. My immune system was supported. It was a whole transformation. So I gave every patient that came to see me a digestive enzyme, even if they came in with a low back pain or a headache, whatever, because I figured if it makes such a difference to me, you know, what is it going to do for it? It'll only help these people. It can't hurt you. And so that's where the Micro Miracles book is, all these testimonials, all these amazing changes that I saw, not only in myself, but in my patients. And so they call me the Empress of Enzymes. I've been probably taking enzymes on this planet. I believe number one supplement everyone needs to take. People take way too many supplements. You know, they don't need to absorb. If they're not absorbing their food, how are they going to absorb all those supplements?
Yeah, for sure.
Right? The most important enzyme, number one, the most important supplement, take a full-spectrum digestive enzyme with each meal, or just even one meal a day. It's going to change your life. Trust me.
Okay, Dr. Ellen, just for our audience, can you elaborate a little bit on what you mean by a full-spectrum enzyme?
Well, yes. Can I step one step back? What do you mean by enzyme? Let's explain what enzymes are.
Yeah, great. I knew you.
And then full spectrum.
And then full spectrum.
So, enzymes are proteins, and this is important for people to know. There are three different kinds of enzymes. There is digestive enzymes that our body produces itself in its pancreas and the small intestine and our stomach. You know, like trypsin, chymotrypsin, and sucrase, disaccharides. A lot of those are made in our own digestive system. You can't replace those, but you know what? You can become deficient in them. You can't replace those enzymes. Then there's second kind of enzymes, I call them metabolic enzymes. And they're the enzymes involved in all the different organs of our body, the immune system, the repair system, the hormonal system. Every system of our body, cells, need enzymes to work efficiently. And then there are food enzymes. That's what I'm talking about taking. These are food enzymes that are in raw food, that if you actually chewed your food better, you would be getting more enzyme nutrition. But unfortunately, because our soil has been so over-agriculturized, that we are deficient in the cofactors to make those enzymes in the food, so we are not getting that enzyme support. So what happens is that when you take a full-spectrum digestive enzyme, which means it digests everything, it digests protein, it digests fats, it digests sugar and fiber, it will help you not utilize your metabolic enzymes or borrow your metabolic enzymes to do the digestion. Because guess what? If you're not digesting your food, you're borrowing those metabolic enzymes. So your immune system doesn't work as well. It's compromised. You have more inflammation. Your hormones are not up to balance the way they should be because you're utilizing that metabolic support that shouldn't be compromised. So full-spectrum enzymes digest everything. And I have one that I have put together that's on my website that works the best. I've been using more than half my life.
And these, the one that you have that you're utilizing is a plant-based, is it not?
Yeah, all plant-based, yeah.
All plant-based.
I'm a vegan.
Now, as I understood him, I was taught many years ago, and this is what I wanted to ask you about, is that these enzymes don't make it through the stomach and the stomach acid. That stomach acid deactivates the majority of enzymes. Is that a falsehood, a myth? We're here to break up myths.
No, it is true that animal enzymes work at a very low pH. So therefore, those enzymes are, yes, they are destroyed in the stomach. Plant enzymes, on the other hand, work at a broader pH. So they are not destroyed. They don't work at that point, but they then can go beyond the stomach intact and work at the small intestine in support and helping you digest your food. But guess where your first digestion occurs? In the mouth, chewing. That's why it's very important to chew your food too. So I highly recommend people, when you sit and eat, remember what you're doing. You're eating. You're not watching TV. You're not talking to somebody. You're eating. It's a sacred time. Chew your food well. Take the digestive enzyme. Your digestive system will work more optimally, and you will notice the difference. Like, for example, I had, we have people from all over the world that work with me and call up about enzymes from a lot of the podcasts I do and my website. And this one woman, she said she lives in, I think it was Sweden, and she was trying a digestive enzyme. And she read my book and she said, I need to get my whole family on it. But it wasn't working. So she ordered our enzymes from here. It took a while to get there, but it got there. It was a big difference because she was taking an animal enzyme. She wasn't taking a plant enzyme. And it was destroyed. It wasn't working. And so, what they do now, some with the animal enzymes, they'll put a coating around it so it protects it so it doesn't get destroyed. But I'm a proponent of plant enzymes, not animal enzymes. I've been a vegan for maybe 30 years. I am strongly an advocate of eating as a vegan. So I'm not really fond of anything that has animal in it. So I would never really recommend an animal enzyme.
Do you have a particular, Dr. Ellen, before we get too far away, do you have any particular recommendations that you give your clients on chewing? I seem to remember there was some guy named Fletcher, and he said like 30 to 50 times each bite. He was calling it Fletcherizing. Do you make a recommendation like that, or you chew till everything's liquid in your mouth? What guidelines do you give your clients?
Great question. I don't count. I say in my books 30 times probably. I probably eat slower than anybody else. Like, you know, and because at night I'll have a big salad. I won't have it during the afternoon because it takes too long. I have to work. So at night I have a big salad. It probably takes me, my husband's way done before I finish half my salad. So I do chew my food. And it makes a big difference. You know, the thing is that people talk about weight loss or whatever. One of the best things for weight loss, chew your food. Because first of all, you get full quicker. You're sick of chewing. and it's a great way. And if you realize, I don't need that much food. I could probably eat a little less food. So anyway, yes, I do recommend chewing your food really well. It probably comes out to about 30 chews. Yeah.
Okay. I also was wondering, in your digestive enzyme, do you include like a source of acid like betaine hydrochloride, or do you recommend patients use this separately?
Yes, I do. I don't know. It's not in my full spectrum digestive enzyme because that's more of a synthetic enzyme, HCL. So I don't really recommend it. I talk about that in my book. I think that taking a full spectrum digestive enzyme is clearly enough as far as digesting all the food groups that need to be digesting rather than giving HCL. So it's not something I recommend, no.
Now, we know that enzymes are quite sensitive. They're sensitive to pH. They're also sensitive to temperature. So do you see more digestive problems in hypothyroid or hyperthyroid people, because that's our temperature gauge for our body? And or do you see them in certain people? You know, everybody's trying to alkalize, and what our stomach needs is acid and the ability to make acid. So what are you seeing in those two cases?
Yeah, you know, I most people who have autoimmune or chronic health problems have an issue with their microbiome, with their gut. It goes hand in hand. So great question. People with thyroid, I have found that those people tend to have trouble digesting fats, which means in the long run, taking a digestive enzyme, and the full spectrum will have lipase in it. That is probably the most important enzyme for digesting fat. And also not eating as much fat as well. They would do better not, because they don't metabolize fats that well. So rather than looking at temperature, if that comes up, or pH. So you mentioned earlier about my system, the ECM. My own color method is a very new, revolutionized, energetic system. Of course, I've been using it for, you know, four decades or so, and I put a program together, and I teach people all over the world how to use it. But I've been using it for years and years. So I will look at somebody with thyroid, let's say, and I say, what are the underlying factors? That's what ECM is about. What are the underlying factors contributing to their thyroid? It could be a pH problem. It could be emotional problem. It could be food issues, food sensitivities, which oftentimes is underlying many different health issues. And then up there is a microbiome or a digestive issue as well. And when I find those, there's a clearing or correcting process that I've created that helps desensitize, helps correct that reactivity, those issues, those underlying issues that I've found with the different health issues. So everybody is different. That's what's unique about what I do. It's very tailored to you. See, you two, let's say you both have thyroid problems. If you saw me and I would look at each one of you, I'm probably going to see a whole different scenario as far as what are the underlying factors that have been contributing to the thyroid and what would work to help with it. So does that make sense?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to mention again the book that explains your method and also in detail explains enzymes and how they assist our body, how they're affecting our health in autoimmune disease, in brain fog, in energy, in fertility, is right. Called The Micro Miracles. Discover the Healing Power of Enzymes. And that's by Dr. Ellen Cutler. And it's here for you. We have it here. We were very lucky. She was very generous to donate a bunch of books to WBAI. So they're in WBAI office, and they will be ready to be sent out this week or next week. The number to call for a $60 donation is 212-209-2950. That's 212-209-2950. Or you can go online, go to WBAI.org or give to WBAI.org, and you can sign up. It'll take minutes. And the book will then be sent to you. So it's called Micro Miracles, Discover the Healing Power of Enzymes. And, you know, I thought I was really quite informed on enzymes. Actually, I am quite informed on enzymes. But I must tell you, in reading your book, I really learned a lot. And it's a very easy read. And the thing that I really liked was within each chapter, you explained and gave examples of patients and how their life was changed with enzymes and with an understanding of those enzymes and how they worked for them. So go on, please.
That's always, you know, I'd like to bring up the issue of food sensitivities. Dr. Ellen, yes. if you could give us reasons why we become sensitive to foods, how that manifests. And I know that we don't, in conventional medicine, I don't think they really recognize it, and then in alternative medicine circles, they might do elimination diets to try to take away the food that's causing problems. What exactly does this mean, and how do enzymes help with that?
Yes, thank you. And by the way, this Micro Miracles is an updated version that I wrote in the early 2000s. And it includes an updated version, updated chapter on anti-aging, and a whole new chapter on enzymes and post-pandemic, which I think will be really helpful for people who are dealing with some long hauler symptoms, et cetera. I think they'll find it extremely interesting because I've had such excellent results with it. And back to the question, food sensitivities, most people have food sensitivities. And the reason is different for everybody. Like I said, you know, everybody's different. But I'll just give you my personal story. When I grew up, I mean, I had all these. When I was in chiropractic, at the end of my chiropractic training, I basically only could eat one food. I ate grapes, and that's all I could eat. Everything else, just I had reactions to. So when I was a little girl, all I remember is every evening, I have a twin brother, we would sit there and have dinner, and my parents would fight, and my father would walk out of the house, and my mother would sit there and cry. And I think that's a huge factor to food sensitivities. Eating, for my brother and I, eating at a table where there was so much stress, so much emotional stress, as a little girl, it definitely is one factor. There are other factors, of course, and one of them is not chewing well and not digesting. So if you eat a food all the time and you're not digesting it, those undigested foods get into the bloodstream and can cause allergic reactions, anywhere from headaches to brain fog to low energy to joint pain to skin issues. There's a whole huge, and that's what I talk about in my book, of course. And then there are other things, too, that can cause food sensitivities. Everybody's different, but like I said, but there's some pathogens that sometimes people have that lingering on in their system that could interfere with foods and food digestion, causing food sensitivities as well. And there's also the body's toxicity that our body's subject to that we don't know and see. For example, living in a house that has mold, you know, when you're bombarded by some chemicals or toxins like that, it will manifest in different ways, and one of those is food sensitivity. So now you're also dealing with chemical reactivity or mold, and then you're also dealing with food sensitivities, too. And that's what people overlook. They don't look at that. So one of the things that ECM does, my work, is evaluating what food intolerance and food sensitivities people have and then being able to correct it. But honestly, taking a digestive enzyme will correct maybe 80% of food sensitivity. It's pretty remarkable. You'll see the difference. That's why people feel so much better and can eat the foods and not have those reactions that they were having.
So how does that work? If you've had like emotional stress, you don't have a good relationship or something, and mealtime is very stressful.
Right.
What if you haven't eliminated all that emotional stuff? Will the enzymes work all by themselves?
They will, probably. But in my ECM work, sometimes I have to clear those emotions or clear the toxicity and clear the relationships. That's part of the ECM work. So the ones that aren't cleared or taken care of with the enzyme, that's something that ECM can do. In the technique, there's a technique, clearing technique, that's part of the ECM method. So that's a really good question, because sometimes all of it isn't. And as also people should know is that the food that you create, that you crave the most, is the food you're most sensitive to, by the way.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I remember Dr. Gallen years ago, about 35, 40 years ago, he said that, and that was such a revelation at that time. Yeah. But guess what? It's true today, and we see so many people and so many cravings. I also read in your book, and this was one of those aha moments, those moments that make you think, and where one of the doctors, and you were quoting them, I think it was Wilson, Dr. Wilson, said something to the effect that the level of your enzymes and the level of your enzymes and the activity of your enzymes is directly correlated to the length of your life.
Exactly.
That's a regular quote, but it was really quite stunning, because we know enzymes have a very short half-life, and they get used up and then they're gone. So the strength and the level of enzymes was so important that it was able to really define life.
Yes, and you know, when you start taking a digestive enzyme, you will notice your other systems in your body work more efficiently. You know, like your immune system, so you're not catching colds and flus, etc. and your repair system, like working out, your body will jump back and have the energy that it needs to do what your body wants and needs for you to do. So it will help with reducing arthritis. It helps with sleep. You know, people, one of the things that I have seen in my practice over the last few years, probably post-pandemic, is sleep issues. People, and we need, for longevity, we need good quality sleep. And a lot of it has to do with, you're not deficient in one of those sleep aids. You're deficient in probably enzymes. And you're eating the wrong food. You're eating foods you're sensitive to, and you're not digesting the food. And you're eating too much food, too, especially at night before you go to sleep. I mean, there are other factors. People talk about EMF. People talk about other light in their room. I mean, all that is important to look at as well. But what you're putting, what's at the end of your fork is probably the most important. When you look at any kind of health issue, and whether it's sleep, whether it's low energy, whether it's long COVID, long haulers, whether you're dealing with fibromyalgia, everybody does so much better when they digest their food and reduce those food sensitivities, definitely.
Now, a practical question, and this is pretty basic. Do you take enzymes before the meal, during the meal, after the meal? If you take enzymes on an empty stomach, does it have a different effect in your body? So I threw two questions at you at the same time.
Yeah, but that's a great question. So I used to always say, take your digestive enzyme like 10 minutes before you eat. New studies have shown that if you forget, taking it after works just as well. So that's great. So always take it either before or after you eat. Now, there are some people that have gastric issues. They have GERD or gastritis or heartburn. There is another enzyme that I have on my website. It's called GICOM, that you can take also with meals and take in between meals because it helps reduce any inflammation in the stomach or the esophagus. So it'll help reduce GERD. And as people, one thing also is as people age, they do become deficient in their own digestive enzymes. So it's so interesting because I have so many of my patients say, oh my God, I gave my mother or my grandmother enzyme. They're like, where can I get this stuff? This is the first time I didn't get bloated. I didn't feel nauseous after I eat, blah, blah. So as people do get older, they either get more GERD or more heartburn, that kind of thing. So that GICOM is miracle. And that's taken in between. There are other enzymes that I use in my practice also for inflammation, for kidneys, for liver, for skin, for preventing colds. That, yes, you take them in between meals. They work better. Otherwise, if you take them with the meal, they're just going to digest the food. So that's a great question.
But you also wrote about all these immune complexes that can form and cause inflammation, and right. Enzymes are helpful to work with those.
Yes. Immune complexes are defined as antigen antibody complex that flows through the body and can situate themselves in different areas of the body. Joints are number one, causing more like an autoaggressive disease, like causing more inflammatory arthritis. They can deposit in the kidneys, causing more kidney inflammation. Different parts of the body, and my understanding is that if you eat it, like I said, if you eat a food and you don't digest it, undigested foods can get into the bloodstream. The immune system cites it like an antigen and creates an antigen antibody complex. So that's why you can see how not digesting your food can contribute to more arthritic. Like, anybody over 50 is going to have some arthritis. But why people have pain with arthritis has a lot to do with this autoimmune, immune antibody antigen complex, these immune complexes that hang out. And what happens is the immune looks at that to destroy it in your joints, and it creates this inflammation there. So taking a digestive enzyme can help prevent that and help relieve these inflammatory areas as a result of these immune complexes.
And you would have to take these enzymes in between meals, the anti-inflammatory.
The digestive enzyme you would take with meals. Again,
You don't have to just go for the anti-inflammatory ones.
No, you don't, unless, you know, I myself take a protease, which is protease is the enzyme that digests protein. Taking in between meals, it will eat up antigens in the blood, even tumor cells. So I've been a proponent of everybody, most of my patients, taking protease enzyme in between meals, either one or two a day. Like, I take it before I go to sleep, and I take it when I get up in the morning before I go work out. And so at least an hour before you eat. And that is a great, it's also anti-anxiety, it helps with sleep, but it helps eat up foreign protein, whatever that is. Undigested food, like I said, cancer cells, inflammatory byproducts, et cetera. So I do recommend that. But to prevent this whole process, the digestive enzyme is the most important.
Okay. So I think we should give out the phone number again. For people to call in. We're interviewing Dr. Ellen Cutler, and she's the author of Micro Miracles, Discovering the Healing Power of Enzymes. So it's all about enzymes today. This is a fundraising show, and for a donation of $60 or more, we'll send you out a copy of this book. And they have so generously donated some books to WBAI. So we'd really appreciate you taking advantage of this. It's a lovely book with many chapters and many issues covered that you'd never think about enzymes in some of these cases. So the number to call is 212-209-2950 to make a donation, or give to WBAI.org, and two can be the spelled out or the number two. Or you can even go directly on the website to the donation area. So Dr. Cutler, one of the things that I have been noticing with patients and having people struggle with candida. And we also say fungus for candida. We say yeast. And people end up with a disordered microbiome favoring too much candida. And in my special area of endocrinology and hormones, it creates great havoc with hormones, not to mention everything else. So could you elaborate on how enzymes could be helpful with an overgrowth of candida?
Yes, and that is a great question, because it's what I feel is that, and I write about that in some of my other books that I've written too, is that everybody has some candida in their system. I believe the problem occurs, candidiasis occurs, when there's a reaction or sensitivity to the candida. So again, we all have that candida, but some people are reacting to it, like if you're reacting to a food or reacting to something else or another pathogen. And in that reaction, it can cause all the different symptoms. So one of the things that I do with my ECM work is actually clear and correct that sensitivity to candida, and actually find out, which, you know, can be, I have about 20 different species of candida that I have with my program to test and see exactly which one they're reacting to. And then I do look at food sensitivities with them, and I do recommend full-spectrum digestive enzymes. And more often than not, these people like me are carbohydrate intolerant. So they crave carbs, which, as you know, just exacerbates a candida issue. And
right.
Yeah. So what I do is I clear the candida. I put them on a full-spectrum digestive enzyme. I might recommend some other products. We have some other enzyme supplements that have some, it's called candida, candazole, that has like oregano or some other things in it in an enzyme base. So it helps catalyze the use of those particular herbs. And so I'll do that. And then I recommend a 10-day anti-candida diet, which includes, you know, no refined carbs, no leftover food, you know, and no dairy, of course, and more protein-type foods and vegetables for at least 10 days. And just give your body a break from anything that might feed the candida or that sensitivity. So that's what I do.
You know, I want to bring up another aha moment that I got out of your book, and I want to emphasize these because it emphasizes how much there is to learn by reading this book and how we can assist people in working with their health programs by reading this book. And the book, I'm just going to do this and then I'll tell you what the Micro Miracles, Discover the Healing Power of Enzymes. Don't pass up this opportunity. First of all, it's an excellent book, very well written, very well documented, from a practitioner for over 40 years that's been working and refining this modality of working with enzymes and desensitizing people to their inflammatory conditions. And it's a very important book. And we're talking very lightly about this, but I cannot overemphasize how much you will be helped with this book. That's why I keep on bringing up my aha moments. So I'm going to give you the number to call, 212-209-2950. And for $60, you'll receive the book. The book is at WBAI, and it will be ready to be sent out within the next couple of weeks. So make sure you call in, get a copy of this book, and read it. You will learn a lot. I sure did, and I thought I knew a lot. But one thing that you mentioned that I was not aware of, I was aware of it, but not to this degree, that 400 milligrams of quercetin before each meal, a flavonoid, quercetin, inhibits the release of histamine, an allergic mediator, modifier, that can trigger inflammation. Now, that's a very interesting statement. And I give quercetin and stinging nettles for allergy reactions, for acute sinusitis, for seasonal allergies. But understanding taking that before the meal can change some of the reactions. When you add that and then a digestive enzyme, you're going to have a different reaction to foods. Did I understand it correctly?
Yes. And, you know, quercetin is also antiviral. So it also helps with preventing viruses and if you have a virus, it also can help minimize the viral load in the body too. So quercetin is a great antihistamine. People who deal with mast cell issues and other histamine issues, quercetin is excellent. Yes.
Interesting. Now that we brought this up a couple of times, and I think it's a big issue on people's minds, long COVID,
right.
People not recovering very well. And if it's not bothering you, it probably bothers somebody, you know, it's so prevalent. Do you want to give us some guidelines for using enzymes for long COVID?
Yes. Well, again, taking care of basics like digesting your food is very important, definitely. And, you know, it's interesting because with ECM, my method, one of the things that I do is I look at a person's symptoms. I treat the person, not the disease. So I look at their symptoms. Sometimes people are still reacting to the COVID virus or the variant that they maybe even had 2 years ago. And that's why they're not recovering. So that's really a whole other understanding of long COVID. And other viruses sometimes that after you've had COVID sometimes are exacerbated again, like Epstein-Barr or cytomegalovirus or some of the herpes viruses as well. So that's important too. And again, eating, you know, what's so important, I would say there are four different health issues, or health aspects that I highly recommend. One of them is, of course, digesting your food and taking a full spectrum enzyme, getting a good amount of sleep, exercising often, whether if it can't be every day, at least 3 or 4 days a week, too. Eat mostly 75% whole plant food, not vegan where you're eating junk. That's important. It's whole plant food, including in 75%. And of course, being grateful, writing down how grateful you are. Do that maybe every morning. Do some meditation. These are important. So these are all aspects too of a healthy lifestyle, and also help with healing from COVID as well. But again, taking the enzyme is the number one for me, for sure.
So we're coming to the end of the show, and I want to encourage the audience to take advantage of this absolutely wonderful premium and take advantage, take this time to support WBAI. We are 64 years. We're coming on 64 years of working and giving and maintaining a contract with our audience. And so it's so wonderful that this experiment has lasted so long, and we want it to continue. We've brought this book, Micro Miracles, Discover the Healing Power of Enzymes. And this is a new and updated version. And this encompasses over 40 years of Dr. Ellen Cutler's practice and understanding. She works a lot with detox. And it's very interesting because I learned even in that area, because she detoxes different parts of the body. She'll work on a detox for the liver. She'll work on a detox for the kidney. She'll work on a detox for the brain. All of that is explained in her book. The number to call is 212-209-2950 and get the specifics of this practitioner's experience and her work with patients and what she's seen and how patients have improved. The number to call, 212-209-2950. For a $60 donation, we kept it low on purpose. We want you to have it. We want you to have it in your library. It's called Micro Miracles, Discover the Healing Power of Enzymes. And I just want to give credit where credit is due. Carol brought this to my attention. And the minute I heard about it, we both agreed that this would be a perfect book to bring forward to our listeners. And, you know, where this is called Take Charge of Your Health. So what we focus on are methods and direction that you can take charge of your health, make yourself healthier, make yourself stronger, make your family and your community healthier. And this book answers all of those questions one by one. It's Micro Miracles, Discover the Healing Power of Enzymes. It's a $60 donation, and the number to call is 212-209-2950. Where are we? What time are we at? We're right
at the end. We should ask Dr. Ellen, could you give us some parting comments and then let our audience know where they can find you?
Yes. So my website is drellencutler.com, and you'll love the website because I have quite a few testimonials to enzymes and to the work, the ECM. And one of the things I wanted to mention, too, is 2 months ago, I launched my detox enzyme weight loss management program that people love that includes enzymes, certain powders, and a modified eating schedule that will help people detox. It will help them support their digestive system, and it will also help with weight loss or weight management. Just wanted to let that know. And again, I love hearing from you, and I think you'll really enjoy the book. And it's like a reference book, too. It's something you can pick up and look at different sections. You know, there's something like fibromyalgia, anti-aging, or, you know, post-COVID. You know, it's like, or hormonal stuff. So I think that's also what I like about the book, is you can read it through or you can read different chapters. It's a good reference book to always have.
The number to call to support BAI to receive this absolutely wonderful, informative book and to support Take Charge of Your Health is 212-209-2950. That's 212-209-2950 or WBAI.org, and you can give a donation and you will receive the book. The book is in the office at WBAI and available for you to be sent out quite rapidly. Take advantage of this. Thank you, Dr. Cutler.
Thank you, Dr. Cutler. I appreciate you spending time with us, and I appreciate the book you've put together.
It's quite wonderful. I'm very glad Carol introduced me to it.
Thank you so much. I totally enjoyed talking with you. Thank you.
The pleasure was ours. So give a call, 212-209-2950. Get a copy of this book, and we will be back by next week. Thank you again. Thanks, Carol.
Thank you, everybody. Thanks, Corinne.
Together, I always learn.
Thanks, Reggie.
Bye, Reggie.